Welcome to the RC New Podcast. This is episode 60. My name is Tim. Happy 2019. I hope the new year is off to a great start for all of you. So we're going to hit the ground running and talk about painting, painting tips, painting basics. I'll share some of my thoughts and my personal, I guess, painting workflows when it comes to painting an RC body. There may be some tips that I'm not aware of or I haven't tried. And again, with anything, feel free to chime in on Twitter, Facebook, send a contact message through the website. Let me know what are your favorite painting tips and tricks and you know, just best ways to get the best look on an RC body. So we'll get into that topic in just a moment. Real quick, wanted to shift gears. I hope everybody had a really great holiday season. I really hope that, you know, if you were looking to get into the hobby, that this was an opportunity for you to either pick up a new model or at least take a trip to your local hobby shop to see what they have in store. Some of you may have received RC vehicles or quadcopters or airplanes for Christmas, or maybe you have gotten a gift card and it's burning a hole in your pocket and you're not quite sure where to use it. Hopefully you'll find a fun way to spend that hobby cash, and hopefully this hobby is one that you can enjoy for a long time. I had a great time looking through the pictures that were sent. I put out a couple of requests for, hey, if you got anything cool into your trees, send me a picture. I saw some cool pictures, some really neat videos. Some people got some cool gear this year for the holiday season, so that's really cool to see. I've really been enjoying seeing folks receive their first shipments of the Red Cat Racing Gen 8. I had, for a very fleeting moment, an opportunity to order one last week, and I was a little bit slow on the draw, so I've got to wait a little bit longer. But that's a model I'm really hoping to get my hands on soon. Hopefully in the next month and a half, I'll be able to get one in and take a look at it. I've got a plan for that model. Well, I usually leave my machine stock. This one, I'll do a stock review, and then I'm going to do kind of an overhaul to it. It's an ever-evolving process whenever you get something new. The question of, do you keep it stock or do you modify it? Maybe we'll talk about that on a future episode. But it's a fun process, and it's really been fun watching the people that have gotten these new Gen 8s, how they're modifying them, how they're, you know, running them, if they're running it stock, if they're making modifications right off the bat. It appears that the Gen 8 is a stout competitor when you compare it to other similarly priced and similar featured models in the RC scaler arena. So that's really cool to see. Again, really, really hoping to get my hands on one of those really soon. RC news-wise, Axial Fest has an official date for 2019. It's going to be June 26th through the 29th, and it's going to be at Donner Ski Ranch. So it's a different location for this year. A little bit earlier in the summer, different location. I noticed a tweet from Tim Smith stating that Donner Ski Ranch doesn't have a campsite or campground. That's going to be a little bit interesting. Not quite sure how that's going to play out this year. I'll be paying close attention to Axial's social media channels and to see what news comes out about Axial Fest this year. It seems like they're changing things up a bit. Again, if you listened to the last episode, I mentioned that a few people have left Axial and have gone in different directions over the last year. So who knows if that's if this change up in venue and change up in Axial Fest approach is because of that. I don't know. So I'm anxious to find out more as additional details are released. But at the very least, you know the date and the location for the 2019 installation of Axial Fest. So let's get into our topic, painting bodies. Painting an RC body is interesting. I have painted a small handful in my hobby career. As I said, I've not painted a lot, but I've painted a few. And with every one, I've learned a few things, what not to do, what to do, what to do differently. If you haven't painted an RC body before, there are a couple things to know ahead of time. So your standard RC body is going to be a polycarbonate or Lexan body, that flexible clear plastic. You're going to paint it from the inside out. So you're not going to paint the outside shell. You're going to paint the inside of it. And there's a reason for that. You're going to, if you're running a basher, even if you're running a scale rig or trail machine, you are going to come in contact with things. It's going to beat and bang up against stuff, and it could get scratched up quite easily. When you paint it from the inside out, you're greatly reducing the scratch factor of the paint. So you're going to retain that paint job a lot longer. Now, there is an opportunity for the body to crack and things to happen, but really painting from the inside out does a really good job of protecting your paint scheme and keeping everything looking really cool. So it's a little bit different when it comes to thinking about and planning out your paint job. Now, if you're doing a solid color, which I have done solid colors for all of my paint jobs, I've not tried to mask anything off. I've not tried to do anything elaborate. It's just been a straight up, you know, plain white, plain red, plain black, gray, whatever the color's been. It's been a solid color, no real designs or anything built into it. But when you want to add a design or a shape or, you know, some kind of pattern to it, you're going to achieve that through masking. You can either mask it through masking tape, or you can use like a liquid masking tape or a liquid mask to paint on your design before you spray it. But then again, remember that you're painting from the inside out, so things are going to be layered a bit differently, and that's what you're going to be doing, is layering your paint. Now, there are a lot of hobbyists that do just immaculate jobs with their painting, and one that comes to mind is Hemistorm, Chris DeGraff. He just posted a video not long ago on his Red Cat Gen 8. And he took a stock ready-to-run Gen 8 and did a really cool paint job to it on the outside. Because it's ready-to-run, you can't paint from the inside easily. He did a really good job of detailing the various methods used in achieving his paint job. So if you're looking for somebody to check out that really knows their stuff when it comes to painting and painting intricate details, check out the Hemistorm YouTube channel. I don't think you'll be disappointed one bit. When it comes to just, you know, painting basics, like I said, you're painting from the inside out, and you are going to start off, before you do anything, well, take the body out of the package first, but then before you do anything, before you even, you know, start shaking up your paint, you're going to want to wash the inside of the body, because it could have residue from when it gets pulled off the mold. Wash it out really good with a terry cloth, something that's not going to leave behind a lot of dust or particles. Soap and water, warm soap and water, just wash it out, rinse it out really well, dry it off really well, even let it air dry for a bit. This isn't a process that you want to rush by any means, so, you know, take your time with it. Do a thorough job washing and cleaning and allowing the body to dry, and you will have that much better result in the end. So as you're putting together your pieces for painting, you want to pay attention to the paint that you're buying. You want to get a paint that is specific for polycarbonate or a specific for Lexan. If you choose a different paint, it might not adhere. It might adhere for a bit, or it might appear that it's going on correctly, but then you could have bubbles, you could have spidering, you could have cracks, and just a mess in the end. Even when you go to a hobby shop, don't assume that all paints are good for polycarbonate. Feel free to ask anybody at your local hobby shop. They will point you in the right direction. I've done a number of trial and error paint jobs myself. I've tried using a Krylon Fusion paint just to see how that worked. It went on well, and it appeared to work well. However, over time, the paint flaked and basically looked like junk. So that's not something you want to try. That's not something that I suggest duplicating. Also, again, your hobby shop is going to have a variety of paints, and they are going to be in the same section. But that, again, just because they're in the same section doesn't mean that they're all polycarbonate paints. I picked up a couple paints a number of years ago for a body for the Proline Ambush 4x4, and the main paint for the body that I picked out was for polycarbonate, and I also picked out something for the interior, and that was not for the for polycarbonate. And after painting it on, after it dried, I noticed it started to flake, and it would brush off, and it does brush off quite easily if it comes in contact with things. So I have to be very careful with that. So again, be careful with what paints you're selecting. If you have a question, if you're at a hobby shop and you have a question, don't hesitate to ask someone who is working there. I'm sure they'll be more than happy to point you in the right direction. Now, back to our body. After you've prepped the body by washing it out, you know, it's time to paint, but there's a couple different ways to approach this. If you have window masks that come with the body, and most bodies are going to have window masks, and you want to have a clear window effect, then you want to put those on before you start painting. Now, these window masks are going to be rather large for the most part. They're going to be cut to the shape of the window. You're going to apply them to the inside of the window, not to the outside. You're going to apply them to the inside. Make sure you have as minimal amount of bubbling as possible. You really want to have no bubbles. You want to make sure your edges and ends are all down as flat as possible. And really make sure that it's positioned correctly. Now, these pieces of window mask tape are very sticky, and it's easy to have them curl over on themselves and get stuck. It's easy to have them stick incorrectly, and then you have to peel them up, and then you worry about ripping it. And it's not one of my favorite parts of the painting process, I'll tell you that much right now. But it's one that you have to do if you want to achieve that clear window look. Once you've got your window masks in place, then it's time to paint. Before you shake your rattle can and start spraying, I will point out one more thing. Again, most bodies, they're going to include window masks, they're going to include a decal kit or decal sheet, and they're also going to have a pre-applied overspray film. Now, this is going to be a very thin film that's on the outside of the body. Don't remove that until your body has been painted. I'll stress that. I cannot stress that enough. Don't remove it until your body has been officially fully painted. Is that's going to help protect just the outside in the event of overspray or in the event of just nicks and other things during the body prep process. If you have a design that you want to put onto the car or onto the body, make sure you get that laid out and masked off and, you know, everything else before you even start spraying. Kind of goes without saying, but it's always good to just stop and think things through before you start shooting paint all over the place. If you want to put a design on and you're not quite sure how to get the best layout or how you want to approach it, you know, sketch it out on a piece of paper first. You can also take a Sharpie or some other kind of marker and mark on that outside, that outer overspray film, and work on your layout there. Mask it off, and you'll be able to see through everything and cut correctly and get everything looking good before you start painting. When it comes to actually applying your first layer of paint, your first coat of paint, apply it very thin. You're not going to cover everything at once, and you don't want to cover everything at once. You want to just do a light coat, let that dry, go back, another light coat, let that dry, go back, and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat until you get a solid covering across the entire body. Now, there's going to be some nooks and crannies in your body, depending on what kind of body you're painting. Some might have more or nicks and crannies that are harder to get to than others. So just, again, be aware of what you're painting, how you're painting it. Nice light coats to start off. You don't want to get a lot of buildup. You don't want a lot of paint to be running around or globbing. So it's a process that can take some time. But I think, as with anything, if you take your time and do a solid job with it, it's going to look that much better in the end. Once your paint has been fully applied, you can also choose to back that paint with either a white or a black, depending on how you want the exterior to look. Sometimes backing it with a white or a silver paint can give the exterior view of the paint a little more punch, a little more pop. That's all up to you. It's all up to how you want your paint job to look. I've done a white backing before on a red body, and it looked pretty good. I've done some cases where I've left the paint just as the base color and not done anything else to it, and I feel that looks pretty good as well. So again, it's up to you. You can do as you wish with your paint job. Once everything has been painted, once everything has been, you know, dried sufficiently, you can then pull the overspray film off and start reaming your body holes. For the body hole process, you're just going to line up where the body posts are on your vehicle. Get a reamer, not a drill, but a body reamer. Ream the holes out and apply your body. And pretty much that's it. Then you'd apply your decals and then you'd officially be done with your painting process. Now, I did skip over one area of the body prep process, which is trimming. Now, your clear bodies are going to come in one of two configurations. It's either going to be trimmed, which means that the wheel wells are going to be cut out already. Any areas around the bumper, front and rear, are going to be cut out. On a buggy, around your suspension area is going to be cut out, things like that. Your majority of your bodies, however, are going to be untrimmed. So you would want to cut the wheel well sections and remove any unneeded body pieces before you start painting. You can always cut these out after you've painted. I've done that in the past. I've done, you know, either way in the past. And I'm starting to lean towards cutting the body before I paint, for the simple fact that you can easily scratch up and scrape off paint as you're cutting. So if you want to keep everything looking as pristine as possible, you want to do your cutting before you start spray painting. After everything is done, after it's been mounted, after it's been decaled, well, that's it. Then, you know, you're ready to go out to the track or bash around at the backyard or hit the trail or whatever you're doing with your rig. It's a process. It is not a quick process by any means, but it's definitely a fun process to take something from your imagination, create it, and then have it sitting there in front of you. I will throw out a couple more, you know, just non-standard tips. And this one came from James Knight from Knight Customs. I was chatting with him on the Big Squid RC podcast. He had a really cool idea that I hadn't considered doing yet, and I might actually do that on one of my next scaler bodies. He said if you want to achieve a really cool look and a really scale look, paint your body from the outside, which, okay, fine, but then you could, you know, run the risk of scratching the paint off. And then underneath that, you're going to have the glossy body and nothing underneath. Well, he also suggested painting from the inside out. You could do primer color. You could do primer and some kind of a rust color effect. So as paint would get scraped off of the exterior, you have this underlying rust and primer look. So that's a cool little tip. And I think I might try that out on one of my next bodies. Another tip would be, again, painting from the outside. If you're looking for a matte or flat finish, you can't achieve that painting from the inside out because you still have the gloss body to deal with. You can paint from the outside down. Again, make sure you still paint something on the inside, even if it's the same color that you're painting on the outside. Undoubtedly, you're going to scrape off paint from the exterior, and you're going to have paint showing through on the inside. Whether you want to do the same color, that's up to you, or you could do that primer effect, as I'd mentioned earlier. Another thing that you could do is, if you have a gloss body and you want to get a matte finish, you could still paint from the inside out, but then hit the outside with a matte clear coat, and you'll still have that protection of the body in between your paint job and the outside world. So that's just another little tip to check out. So hopefully these tips will be of some use. If you have your own tips, your own painting workflow ideas, feel free to send them my way. You can send them through Twitter, Facebook, or through rcnoob.com. Just simply hit up the contact button and shoot those questions over. And again, I want to thank Joshua Dawkins for the suggestion on today's topic. If you have a topic idea or something you would like to have discussed on a future episode of the show, well, again, use any of those contact methods to send them my way, and I'll see what I can do. This episode of the RC Noob Podcast is brought to you by ProLine. I want to thank the folks at ProLine for supporting the RC Noob Podcast and rcnoob.com. They offer a variety of wheels, tires, bodies. If you're talking about painting a body, well, they've got paints, they've got bodies, they've got everything you would want to slap on your RC vehicle, whether it's a buggy or a trail rig or a basher or a short course truck. They've got a wide variety of a lot of really cool products, and I'm very happy to have their support for what I do. If you are If you're planning on making a purchase at ProLineRacing.com, they've extended a coupon code to listeners of the RC Noob podcast. Simply type in coupon code RCNoobAP10 at checkout, and you'll save 10% off of your order. Again, that's coupon code RCNoobAP10 to save 10% at ProLineRacing.com. And to all of you, thank you for listening to the RC Noob podcast. If this has been your first time listening to the show and you want to subscribe, you can do so through iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. Simply search for the RC Noob podcast. Also, if you love RC and you can't get enough of it in your ears, well, check out the Big Squid RC podcast. You can find that at BigSquidRC.com. Simply click the podcast link in the menu, and you'll find episodes of that show as well. And again, you can subscribe through the same methods, iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcast app. For that one, simply search for the Big Squid RC podcast. Till next time, this has been Tim. Thank you for listening to the show. Keep your batteries charged up, keep your nitro topped off, and we'll talk with you later.